views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative. A lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. If you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity that's available for you, give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, we've kind of known that this has been happening, smoldering, the incidence rate's going up, but this is a nice big article on the front page of the USA Today today. It says, superbugs spread fear far and wide. Drug-resistant staph infections no longer threaten just hospital patients. For reasons unknown, they're striking even healthy children and adults outside of hospitals. And these infections are usually from MRSAs, or methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. Methicillin is a broad-spectrum type of penicillin that's supposed to kill lots of different bugs. But this particular staph is a bug that was usually found in hospitals, but now it's probably 50% of the cases of this MRSA, or this methicillin-resistant staph aureus infections, are now being found in people outside of hospitals. And, of course, all the experts are saying, we just don't know what's causing it. This is a mystery. And I'll give you a quote here. This is a mystery, says John McCowan, professor of epidemiology at Emory University. Well, it's not a mystery. The reason is, of course, people aren't getting the basic nutrition they need from their food anymore. And as a result, their immune systems are not functioning at top levels. To work on all eight cylinders, let's assume you have eight cylinders in your immune system, just like an eight-cylinder engine. If you're only banging along on two cylinders, your effectiveness of your immune system is going to be very, very low, be very inefficient, and leave you vulnerable to things that, under optimal situations, you could repel. Well, there are many things out there that indicate our immune systems aren't working very well. There's higher and higher incidences of the shingles, herpes, HIV is kind of running amok again in the U.S. There's a cover article, and I don't know, just recently, I think it was Newsweek or Time Magazine, one of those, big article. Just the average blue-collar workers in the United States, regardless of race, gender, are coming up with HIV again, so it's making another run-through. And get all these people who are on cancer therapies, of course, their immune systems are down. People with transplants, their immune system is down because of the anti-rejection drugs and so forth. And so we have this huge population. As many as 50% of Americans have a significantly reduced immune capacity, leaving them open to these resistant superbug infections. And then, of course, looming on the horizon is the H5N1 bird flu steaming along. And from our experience in 1918, the people who got the H1N1 bird flu, also known as the Spanish flu, when they would get a superimposed infection with bacteria, usually a staphylococcus or pneumococcus or streptococcus or some other kind of pneumonia organism, they were doomed. Nothing that could be done would save them. They would die very, very quickly. And so we can foresee this happening again here when this bird flu strikes, not if, but experts say when it strikes. They're looking for 2 million people to die. Well, they're basing their information on just population numbers. They're not basing their information on the immune capacity of the American people. And when it hits, if it learns how to jump from one person to the next, I suspect that there's going to be a lot more than 2 million people die. There'll be 100 million to 200 million Americans infected, and there will be significantly more than 2 million die, probably as many as 3 to 5 to 10 million die. Worldwide, they're talking about 500 million to 1 billion people dying, and again, they haven't factored in the low immune status of the general human population now because they're not getting their mineral supplements like they did for thousands of years to protect them. And so I suspect the disaster, when it comes and when the bug learns to jump from human to human, that it's going to be far greater than they ever anticipated. Nothing unusual for the government to kind of underplay either out of ignorance or hopes that they don't create panic, quote unquote. So we have to kind of be aware here. We have to take control. We have to support our immune system. Right now, we have to support our immune system as if our very life depended on it, which it does. And so you want to get a hold of the 90 essential nutrients, that basic platform, which is going to support a healthy and vigorous immune system. And there's many, many ways to do that through the Youngevity program. The 90 essential nutrients, you can use the Pig Pack Plus. You can use the Ultimate Classic and the EFAs. You can use the Ultimate Daily Tablets and the EFAs. You can use the Youngevity Daily Premium Packs, the EFAs, and the Mineral Caps. And there's many other ways to do it, but those are three simple ways to accomplish the 90 essential nutrients to support and promote maintenance, repair, and support and promote a healthy and vigorous immune system. And then, with all the stuff going on and the threat of this H5N1 bird flu on the horizon, I would definitely take extra of the CFX. I would take the killer biotic. I do. I take two of the killer biotic twice a day. I take two of the CFX twice a day. I use the colloidal silver. I gargle with that every night before I go to bed. I have it in a little spray bottle, and I spray my face. I take my glasses off and close my eyes and spray my face before I go outside during the day, and I do that several times during the day. I carry with me my Ancient Legacy aromatherapy essential oils, and I use that eucalyptus globulus. I use that as a aftershave lotion, a couple of drops and a handful of water, and I rub that all over my face as an aftershave. I have a little aromatherapy necklace with a little bottle. I smell that during the day. I've used a lot of personal hygiene. You want to use napkins and paper towels to get in and out of doors. Don't use bare hands. So stick with us. We'll be back after these messages.
The drive is made to the basket, a high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come now. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff. For the slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And don't forget, if you need to lose 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, you want to get a hold of that book, Hell's Kitchen, and ask your Youngevity associate, sponsor, or distributor to sell you that book, Hell's Kitchen, and give you a free copy of the CD by the same name, Hell's Kitchen, along with the purchase book. And you will learn the secrets, the cause, prevention, and cure of obesity. There's all kinds of low-carbohydrate diet books out there. The Atkins diet, the new Atkins Revolutionary Diet, the Zone diet, the Sedona diet, the French diet, South Beach diet, Dr. Wallach's seafood diet. But if you want to know what causes people to be overweight and obese, if you want to know what to do to get rid of it, and so you can not only lose the weight but manage it and keep it off, you want to get the book Hell's Kitchen and ask for your free copy of the CD by the same name, Hell's Kitchen. Okay, Doug, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us?
Well, the FDA, our old pals, are back in the news again. And a couple of different articles that bring them to light. And the one that I've got today is a headline here, FDA rejects health claim for green tea. According to federal regulators, they say there's no credible scientific evidence that green tea reduces the risk of heart disease. And apparently the FDA says they reviewed 105 articles and publications that were submitted as part of a petition by a company out of Japan that markets itself as the world's largest green tea company. And they did this back in almost a year ago, and they were trying to get a health claim, you know,
We've been through that.
Yeah, you've been through that, so you know that whole process. Mm-hmm. And they later in this article go on to say that the FDA's Barbara O. Sheenan, she's the director of the agency's Nutritional Office of Nutritional Products Labeling and Dietary Supplements, so I'm sure you or Steve have dealt with her in the past. And the quote from her is, FDA concludes there's no credible evidence to support the qualified health claims for green tea or green tea extract in reduction of a number of risks for CVD or cardiovascular disease. And later in the article, they go on to say that the FDA had previously also said that it doesn't reduce risk of breast cancer, prostate cancer, or any other type of cancer. And another thing that they were in the news for recently was that, I guess last year, another nutritional company actually appealed the ban on ephedra in nutritional substances, and they went to the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Utah, and the judge there decided that the FDA ban couldn't be enforced because for doses of ephedra up to 10 milligrams, so low doses, this particular judge, Tina Campbell of Salt Lake City, felt were okay. And here's what Christine Cole of the FDA, she's the one who represented the FDA, she told judges that Campbell does not understand the law or the FDA's duties in regulating dietary supplements. Also said that Campbell essentially ignored scientific information on ephedra's side effects on the body. So that's what they have to say about some of the nutritional stuff. But also in the news today, we have a big story. This came out of the Associated Press that FDA okays Pfizer anti-smoking pill. So now they've come up with a drug which they are claiming can help people stop smoking. It's a twice-daily thing. They're going to market it as something called Shantix, and its drug name is actually Varenicline. And FDA, I went on to Pfizer and a couple other websites and tried to find if there were any known side effects to this drug so far, and I wasn't able to come up with anything. But they found in their studies, they looked at about 2,000 Europeans, and they found that those treated with this drug, 22% versus 16% for Zyban, had only 22% had abstinence rates. And so, and then there was another study that had an even higher. But I find it interesting that, you know, what I found is the most interesting thing in this whole story is way at the very back of the story, last couple of lines, Pfizer has predicted the annual sales of this new drug to be $1 billion. And I would venture to say that that had a lot to do with why this drug was, why it was approved, is that, you know, there's a lot of back-end money probably going to come to the FDA from all this.
Oh, absolutely. They use money that comes from these companies to actually fund the FDA research. And, of course, the people who approve these drugs, when they retire from the FDA when they're 55 years of age, guess where they go to work?
Probably Pfizer.
They're going to go to work for Pfizer. if they're really good, if they're really, really, really good and approve these drugs, then they get a really, really, really good job with a corner room, you know, lots of windows. On the 20th floor overlooking the city.
That's what the FDA does for us, is they want to take away our dietary supplements, but they want to give us all these drugs instead.
Yum, yum. Well, that's a good one, Doug. We'll be watching out for that story. Well, stick with us. We'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie, More Truth, Justice, and the American Way, with Dr. Joel Wallach and Youngevity after these messages.
And if you'd like to get out with Dr. Joel Wallach today, give us a call on the toll-free line at 888-379-2552.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. The name says it all. If you want to be young for your entire life, if you want to be young forever, you want to get the Youngevity products. Of course, the products and the people are the same. Only the name has changed. It makes us a worldwide, international, multinational company. We're so excited about being Youngevity. Okay, ask your Youngevity associate how you can get in on the deal. All right, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Chesterfield, Indiana. And Phil, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Phil. You're on the air.
Thank you, doctor. I went to my urologist about, well, it was 2 weeks ago today, because I was having a pain, kind of like a hernia in my right side there.
Okay.
And he examined me, and he says, you've got a small cyst above your testicle there, and he says you probably had it all your life, but it was tender. And he says, I'll give you an antibiotic and come back in a couple months. And he says, the antibiotic ought to clear it up. Well, I used the antibiotic for about a week, and I didn't really even notice anything. I asked him if I could work and all that. I'm retired, and he said, sure, you can work. And so I went to I had my medical doctor time was due in a week after that, so I went to him and I mentioned it to him, and he examined me, and he says, there's nothing the matter with there. He says, I do feel that one he's talking about. He called it, if I can pronounce it right, Epididymis, or it's E-P-I-D-I-D-I-M-T-I-S.
Epididymis?
Yeah.
Yeah, epididymis cyst. Mm-hmm.
And he says, just go on, forget it. He says, it'll probably just go away. And he says, the cyst may, but the pain probably will. So is there anything else I can do? The pain hasn't lessened. It's not, from a 1 to 10, it's about a 3. And sometimes it don't bother me, but sometimes it goes up into my right side there, just like a hernia would be. And they both checked me for hernias, and I was all right.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah, I mean, anything's possible. Have you been doing any hard physical work, like digging in the garden or transplanting trees?
Yes, I've been working real hard there. I haven't since they've told me, though. I have used a weed whip. I haven't rode the mower, but I have used a weed whip a lot.
So you were riding a mower?
Oh, yeah, I was riding a mower. I was doing about everything you can think of, really.
Sure. Well, oftentimes, when men ride bicycles or they ride mowers, you know, things that bump along, they can actually get inflammation of all the structures in their scrotum, including the testicle, the epididymis, the spermatic cord. And sometimes we even get what's called a hydrocele, where the scrotum fills up with fluid as a result of the irritation.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen where you have to drain a quart of fluid out just from being irritated. And so you need to get some kind of cushion or a pillow to sit on if you're going to drive that riding more, or a tractor of any kind or a bicycle. You need to get a cushion so that you have some cushion there. And let's see what else. In addition to that,
I quit riding the mower for the last 2 weeks since I've been
there.
Okay.
Well, if you have to use it, be sure you use a couple of cushions. Don't sit on the bare seat. All right. And then what you want to try and do is use the ProstFX in addition to the 90 essential nutrients. And there's, again, many ways to do that. The 90 essential nutrients, Big Pack Plus, the Ultimate Classic, and the EFAs, and the premium daily packs, along with some extra EFA and the mineral caps. In addition to all that, you want to use the ProstFX. Use the ProstFX. Take two of those twice a day. And use some of the CM cream. Use the CM cream on the origin or the base of the scrotum where it attaches into your body if you can't get some benefit that way. And then give me a call in 2 weeks. Hey, Phil, we'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
And that does open up a line today. If you'd like to get in with Dr. Wallach, call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good, you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactors suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Huntsville, Texas. And Joseph, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Joseph.
Well, howdy.
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Well, I was listening to yesterday's program to talk about whey protein being the best.
Yep.
And I've been eating some bee pollen more or less for years. And from literature I got, allegedly bee pollen is the highest concentration of protein of any natural product on the earth. So I was wondering your comment on that.
Okay, well, bee pollen is very interesting stuff. It's actually the sexual material for the plants, and it does have protein, but it's very expensive. So when you know, if you're going to eat like a 20-ounce T-bone steak, to eat 20 ounces of bee pollen to get the same equivalent of proteins would be very expensive. And when it comes to practical, economical proteins, let's kind of talk to that, then we'll come back to the bee pollen. Egg protein is the ideal one. If you, there's actually a measuring system on the biological value of proteins, and it runs from 0 to 100, 0 being the worst and 100 being the best. Egg protein is 100. By which it's a standard by which all other proteins are measured. Dairy protein, including whey protein, is 85. Excuse me, got the hiccups here, 85. And red meat, beef, pork, lamb, that sort of thing, fish and chicken runs 65 to 68. Beans run 62 to 65. And wheat and rice and oats and barley and rye run about 48 to 50. And bee pollen kind of falls in there somewhere around, in its biological value, somewhere around the whey protein. But it's not very economical when you start eating 6 ounces a day. Taking a couple of capsules twice a day as a supplement is a good thing. There is the possibility, though, that there's allergens in there. Because the bees, of course, go from plant to plant to plant. They pick up pollen. It also has the allergens that people get seasonal allergies from. People, a lot of people are allergic to pollen, so everybody can't use it, especially if they're allergic to pollens. But it's a good protein, but most people cannot eat enough during the day because of its price. But you're exactly right, Joseph. It's a high-quality protein. But it's very short in minerals. is very short in vitamins, but it's a good protein, and taking one or two capsules a day of a good beef pollen, nothing wrong with that. Okay, Doug, let's go to another caller.
So let's head to Santa Cruz, California. And Lynn, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Lynn, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. Thanks for taking my
Hi.
Call. I'm calling because I have been experiencing heart palpitations, or not so much irregular heartbeat, but kind of a pounding in my chest, mostly when I'm sleeping.
Now, is it regular, like a trip hammer, ba-boom, ba-boom, or is it you go along during the day and then suddenly you get one of these palpitations and then it quiets down and maybe the next day you have another one? Or
It's mostly actually when I'm sleeping that I notice it, and my heart just starts pounding in my chest. Occasionally I get the heart palpitations like you're talking about, but the ones that really bother me are the ones when I just wake up in the middle of the night and my heart is just pounding in my chest.
Okay.
Not so much and
how long has this been going on?
I'd say for at least 6 months. And I did go to the doctor thinking I was having a heart attack, and they ruled all that stuff out.
Okay. Did they do CAT scans, or did they do EKGs? Or
they did EKGs and did some sort of blood tests on me to check my, I'm not sure what it was, blood levels.
Yeah, they checked the blood enzymes to see if you had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, and?
That's it, I think.
And no, they can't find anything wrong?
I have high blood pressure.
Okay, are you on medication?
I am taking a Tenonol and Lisinopril. They gave me Lisinopril.
Okay, well, hang on. We'll come back. This is very interesting. We'll come back and we'll get some more information and we'll give you our suggestions after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach, call us toll-free at 888-379-2552. Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. We're going right back to California, Santa Cruz, California, and Lynn. Okay, so they've eliminated coronary artery disease, they've eliminated heart attack, that sort of thing. Let's see here. Have you ever had a history of back problems?
No.
Okay. And how long have you been diagnosed with high blood pressure and taking drugs for high blood pressure?
In the last year, I'd say.
Okay, so this heart palpitation thing started after you started taking medication for high blood pressure.
Well, I was taking one. I was taking the Lisinopril, I think, and then after the the Atenolol, they actually helped with the palpitations, but it hasn't gone away completely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the palpitations could be from the original high blood pressure medication. That's a possibility. Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever had back problems?
No.
I'm sorry?
No, I have not.
Okay. Let's see. Do you drink iced tea, hot tea, coffee?
No, actually, I don't.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah.
What do you drink during the day?
I try to drink water. I am a juice drinker, though.
Okay. Do you have low blood sugar problems?
No, actually, when I got my test done, my blood sugar was actually really good. It's like the only thing that was good. My cholesterol was high, and my blood pressure was high, and all the stuff, but my blood sugars were really good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cholesterol is high.
Yeah.
And how high?
I don't recall. It's been about a year since I had it done, and I don't recall what it is.
Okay, you don't remember if it was in the 200s or was it 800 or?
No, it was in the 200s.
200s, okay. Well, the normal range for human cholesterol is 220 to 270, and doctors freak out when you're above 200 because they want to write your prescription to, you know, get it down to 140 or something like that. But 220 to 270 is normal. That's where you want to be. And so oftentimes when doctors say you have high cholesterol, you're right in the normal range in reality. Remember, the name of this program is Dead Doctors Don't Lie, right? That's the only time they won't, unfortunately. And elevated blood cholesterol can be due to low-functioning thyroid, can be due to prediabetes, but you say your blood sugar is fine. And so do you have a history of taking vitamins and minerals?
When I can afford them, yes.
Okay, are you working?
Yes.
What kind of work do you do?
I actually work for the city of Santa Cruz, and I run a front office. It's really quite busy during the summertime.
Okay, so you're doing clerical work,
yes.
Okay, let's see. And then what else here? Okay, what we want to do is give you a nutrient program that will help you with your blood pressure and hopefully wean you off the medication. Wouldn't hurt for you to go get a second opinion from another doctor. Maybe just switching your medications will stop this problem because you were on one high blood pressure medication approximately 6 months before this rapid heartbeat and palpitations started.
Mm-hmm.
One last question before I give you this suggested program. Do you have a habit of eating Chinese every day with your girlfriends during lunch?
No, but I'm a really bad fried food eater.
Okay, you eat a lot of fried food?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The reason why I ask about the Chinese thing, you know, they have the MSG a lot in Chinese food, and there's a syndrome called the Chinese restaurant syndrome where you eat Chinese food and you get tachycardia, rapid heartbeat, pounding heartbeat. Some people get headaches. It's from the MSG in the food. So you want to read labels and ask if you're eating restaurant food, ask if there's MSG in any of that stuff. Excuse me, and oftentimes MSG can cause this. Also, certain nutrient deficiencies can cause this. And so you really should be taking all 90 essential nutrients. And if, as you say, if economy is essential, I would start out with what we call the daily premium packs. It's one of the legendary longevity products. It's many of the essential nutrients in an envelope, and you can buy them in a box of 30, you can buy them in a box of 60. If you weigh less than 150 pounds, I would just get a box of 30. If you weigh more than 150 pounds, I'd get a box of 60. If you weigh less than 150 pounds, I would just take one of those envelopes a day of the daily premium pack. If you weigh more than 150 pounds, I would take two a day, one at breakfast and one at dinner. I would also get the, you have two choices of a source of plant minerals, capsules. And one bottle will last you, one bottle of capsules will last you 2 months if you weigh less than 150 pounds. You take one of those a day. And it'll last you 1 month if you weigh more than 150 pounds because you want to take two of those a day. They're called mineral caps. Mineral caps, it contains 77 plant minerals in capsule form. If you prefer the liquid and you don't have a sugar problem, you can use what we call cherry mints. And you can take a tablespoon of that twice a day. That's an ounce, so one bottle will last you a month. Of the cherry mints, take a tablespoon with breakfast and a tablespoon with dinner. Great way to get your plant minerals. A lot of fun, tastes good. And stay away from the fried foods. You don't drink caffeine, so stay away. You know, it's easy. Stay away from that. You want to stay away from fried foods, margarines, cooking oils, meat cooked well done, burnt animal fats. And one other thing I would throw in there, I would be remiss not to throw in either the selenium, and then I would take two of those capsules twice a day, or you have a choice of either the selenium alone or what we call ultimate daily tablets. You could take, again, if you weigh less than 150 pounds, you could take two of those twice a day. That bottle will last you 6 weeks. Or if you weigh more than 150 pounds, it would take three twice a day, and that will last you a month. And it's very important, obviously, when you have this and the doctors can't find anything organically wrong with the heart or the blood vessels of the heart, it usually means there's something biochemical going on. You're missing some nutrient or combination of nutrients, or there's a back problem and there's some nerves being pinched that control the heart rate. And the fact that you get awakened at night by your heart pounding, this may mean that it's a structural thing. When you're up moving around during the day, sitting in a, you know, an office chair that's ergonomically correct, you may not have the problem. But when you lay flat on your back in bed, if you have a firm mattress, it may create a problem. Just like restless leg syndrome only occurs when you lay down at night. It doesn't bother people when they're up moving around or sitting in a comfortable chair. But when they lay down horizontal in a firm mattress, that restless leg syndrome starts up. And so if this is a positional thing, where it really starts up, but when you're laying flat in bed, then it may be a back problem that you don't realize you have. You might have a bone spur or a degenerative disc in between your shoulder blades or something like that. All things are possible. But when you start the nutritional program, give me a call in about 2 weeks. Let me know if it changes the frequency or severity of this palpitation, and we can make adjustments from there, okay?
Just have one quick question. I've heard you sure. mention the King Kong Cardio Pack. Is that not something you would probably suggest for me?
Well, yeah, but it's going to be a little more expensive than everything we've already mentioned. But if you want to use, sure, that would be ideal, the King Kong Cardio Pack, because it does have the Ultimate Daily Tablets. It's got the Cardio FX in there. And then your goal should be to be able to either significantly reduce or wean off the medication. And so you want to start talking to your doctor and saying, look, I'm going on a healthful nutrition program here, and in a month I'm going to start asking you how to reduce my medications. And you should only wean off of one at a time. You should not cold turkey off of either medications. But you want to start taking your own blood pressure. You want to keep notes. And then as you begin to wean off of one of your medications, and again, I wouldn't even begin to do that until you've been on the program for a month. And that means the diet as well as the supplement program. Then you can start weaning off of the high blood pressure medication that your doctor feels is the least important of the two. And once you wean off of one, then you can start weaning off the second one. But he should be able to give you a written printout on how to do that in a safe manner. Give me a call in 2 weeks, Lynn. Let me know how these palpitations are going and how the blood pressure is doing. Well, stick with us. We're going to be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got two?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We are back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Pueblo, Colorado. And Elaine, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Elaine.
Good afternoon, Dr. Wallach. How are you?
Well, doing great. Thanks. How are you doing?
Well, I'm great. Thank you for asking. I'm calling with respect to taking calcium, the OsteoFX.
Okay.
I have a teenage daughter, 17. She weighs 171 pounds, and her doctor has been real concerned about her blood pressure. And a couple of months back put her on the lisinopril, and said, well, we'll try it for 2 months, and then we'll take you off and see how you're doing. And in the meantime, I've kind of been upping her calcium because I've convinced her that taking supplements are a good thing. But I want to know how much calcium is too much, and how do you know when to back down to a normal maintenance level?
Okay, for a lady her size, a maintenance level would be 4 tablespoons a day. A tablespoon at breakfast, a tablespoon at lunch, a tablespoon at dinner, and a tablespoon at bedtime. If because of school, the noon tablespoon is not convenient, she could take a tablespoon of that OsteoFX for breakfast, 1 tablespoon at dinner, and 2 at bedtime. And this, of course, should not be taken by itself, but it should be taken with a meal, and it should also be taken with, except for the bedtime doses, should also be taken with the other 89 essential nutrients. And so somebody, a young lady like herself, I'd have her take. She may want to start out with one dose of the Pig Pack Plus a day, take half of that dose with breakfast, the other half at dinner, get her an extra bottle of the OsteoFX so she can take 4 tablespoons a day. It's going to be ideal for her. She should stay away from carbonated drinks, even the diet ones. And she should drink water. If she doesn't like water, she can use the Rebound FX energy drink concentrate. And I think you'll be happy with the results. Drugs are not the answer. But usually it's very common for teenage girls, and boys for that matter, to be deficient in calcium, especially if they're drinking soft drinks, carbonated drinks, which is very common amongst teenagers. And they're going to get calcium deficiency symptoms, one of which is elevated blood pressure. That help you out?
It did. Now, she's going to be traveling overseas in June. And so what can she take in your product line that will still give her the minerals and all the minerals she needs? I mean, I guess you
okay,
have
something.
Okay,
well, how long is she going to be there? How long is she going to be
there? Well, she'll be gone for 16 days.
Okay. So she could, in reality, take the daily premium packs. I get her a box of 60, and you get the only thing that I would have her take along with that is a bottle of the OsteoFX because of her blood pressure problems. She could take an extra bottle of the mineral caps, which has the 77 plant minerals in it in the capsule form. And the daily premium packs, they come in these little envelopes, and I get her a box of 60, so she could take two each day, one at breakfast, one at dinner time. And then again, I'd have her take those four tablespoons of that OsteoFX during the day. I travel a lot, and I go to Japan, I go to Australia, New Zealand, I go to Europe, I go to Canada, and I take the liquids with me. I take two suitcases, one for all my clothes and shoes and shaving gear and all that kind of thing, and then the other one I carry my books and papers and projects I'm working on. And I also throw in, even if I'm only going to be gone for 2 weeks, I take a month of supplements with me, and I take my OsteoFX, and I take the Cherry Mins, I take the Tangy Tangerine, and then I take all the capsules. I take enough capsules for at least 5 weeks with me, my selenium and OPCTs and Beyond Juice and ProstFX, and I take 5 glucogel twice a day, and so I take CardioFX, and, Ultimate Daily tablets. I take all that stuff with me, and it's just a priority for me to take that stuff with me. And so one suitcase, one of those you drag along, it has little wheelies, and I just check that in, and I put my liquids in a zipper bag. But if she doesn't want to take all that weight, she can just take the daily premium packs, one bottle of the OsteoFX, and the mineral caps. That should cover her while she's gone. Then give me a call when she gets back. Let me know how she's doing. Thank you, Elaine. Well, thank you, everybody. A great question today. Thank you so much, Doug and Bill. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. And God bless America.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.